Welcome to Home Buying 101. With me today is Ivan with the Rivas team at Equity Realty Group. Ivan, thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, man. Thank you, Francisco, for having me here. It's a pleasure, like always. You know, I was just speaking with you and seeing you when I see you at the office, and happy that you brought me here today.
So, Ivan, tell me who you are, how you got into real estate. Give us a little bit of your backstory.
Well, like you said, my name is Ivan Rivas. I was born and raised here in Phoenix, Arizona, so I'm definitely a native from Phoenix. I'm actually the only one from six of us that was born here. The rest of my family was actually born in Zacatecas, Mexico, and they immigrated here in the 80s. And for real estate, how I got into real estate, I pretty much been in customer service pretty much all my life. My dad brought me up with customer service. My dad owns a Western Wear store too as well. He started in construction. He started, you know, doing yard sales, and then he started into the swap meets. And that's how I started with him, you know, selling, being around people, customer service. And that's pretty much where I have all my skills, where that came from. I didn't understand them at the moment, man. But now, like, I get it now because of the real estate business, you know, being communicative with all these people and just understand their wants, their needs, and just connecting, especially, you know. And that's kind of how it kind of started with my real estate, actually in the swap meet, where I met this guy that sold real estate. He's actually at Equity too. He brought me in. He's like, hey, man, I'm in real estate. I think you should try this because you're very good at talking to people, communicating to people. His name is Ismael. He's actually at Equity. So, and because of him, I started, got my license. And it's been since 2008 since I got my license, man. Oh, wow. But I've done it full time 7 years. Before that was just part time.
Were you still working for your dad at that point?
Yeah, I was still working for my dad. And after I decided, you know, go on my own, you know.
So your dad kind of gave you the skills, he instilled the skills that you have today doing what you're doing just by taking you to the swap meets to have you work with him.
Yes, exactly. You know, selling to people. I had my own, like, my boot and clothing, men and women clothing and hats, the little place at the swap meet. And that's how I pretty much knew how to start communicating with people and selling, you know. So, yeah, that's where pretty much all came from.
That's awesome. Okay. So, Ivan, just like every other week, we talk about what the market kind of looks like. So would you mind telling us what the market looks like this week?
That's a great question. You know, that's something that we check on a weekly basis, just how the numbers look like. From the numbers that we have as today, we have active about 12,838, which is down about 258 homes from last week. Yeah. And then just coming soon is about 628 pending. We have 10,356 homes, so that's a lot, you know, for this market. And then right now, the medium list price is about 515, and just sold price about 437. Sure. So, and then days in the market can run between 60 to 74 days in today's market. So that's kind of the snapshot of it.
So let me ask you, since January is around 20, and now we're almost at 13,000. What do you think of this market right now?
You know what, man? I think we're seeing a movement. I think it's going to keep dropping. Okay. I know interest rates are a little weird right now, but even then, I think people are just, they're seeing that instead of rent, they're buying. It's better for them to buy. Mm-hmm. So they're usually in the summer that I'm sure these numbers are going to drop even more, okay, honestly. But I think the market's steady. It's moving and it's going to keep moving for sure.
Are you still seeing people giving closing costs and everything, buyer's concessions, or are you seeing less of that and maybe more bids on whenever you're submitting contracts right now?
I guess that's
offers, not contracts. Sorry.
That's a great question. It all depends on the situation, but we're still seeing sellers help out with closing costs, which is good. Mm-hmm. So, and it all depends what area, what location. We're seeing more active offers on a home too as well. So depending on if we're like competing with somebody, I mean, they might not. But right now we're still seeing some closing costs out there. So it's still a good opportunity, you know.
What have you seen on your last two or three offers offers?
You know, on the last three offers that I had, two of them did get full closing costs that were requested. One of them, we just got half of it because we were competing against somebody. And actually, the fourth one, there was four. That one, we got barely something because there was multiple offers and my client did like that home. Okay. So
you did have to compete a little bit more for that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ivan, of course, thank you again for being on the show. And what I really wanted to have you on here for today was just a very important topic of owning versus renting. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people out there are still renting. And right now, with the cost of rent, it's coming down a little bit, but it used to be pretty high. And then also, of course, there's always, in my opinion, a benefit to owning versus renting. But I want to go kind of into that with you, and we'll go from there. So what are, I guess, some benefits right now from owning versus renting?
Owning versus renting, you know, that's a great question. I think owning, it's one of the best things, because at the end of the day, you're buying for yourself, for your family. You don't have to, just the stability of owning, because at the end of the day, you don't have to be worrying about, you know, your landlord telling you, hey, get out of here. Salte de aquí, you know, we want to sell because we have a lot of equity. And during that process that you have with this house, I mean, you're paying all this rent, you know, you're making this person equity for them to eventually sell. And, you know.
And that's mostly what I wanted to have you on too, because I know that's been happening to a lot of people that they're renting a home. And then, like you said, the market's coming down. It's going to get better. In the summer, it always gets better because more people want to move or more people want to make moves, I guess. So it's happened to a lot of people where they're renting. They've been maybe renting for a year, two, 3 years, even 5 years from the same person. Mm-hmm. And then that person decides, you know what? It's time for me to sell. And they just tell them, hey, you've got 30 to 60 days to move out. And then some of these people don't know what to do.
Yeah. And not just that, bro. You can't do nothing to the house. You can't do it your way. I mean, some of these houses, you can't even touch nothing, you know? So, and I know
you can't even change the paint of one room or one wall if you want.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And you know, the ability for you to do that, if you own a house, man, definitely, you know, building equity, man, just as important, like this person did, you know, building that equity that can definitely in the future, you know, in the longer run, you can, you know, once you pay down your mortgage and then the market goes up, your equity goes up. So that's the money that you have for you and your family. You know, it's so important, man.
Just like we hear every day, I mean, me and you hear the same sayings every day. Yeah, the interest might be at 6, 7, 8, but when you're renting, it's 100% interest.
Oh, 100%, man. I actually did a post about that. It's like, yeah, you're paying 100% of interest rate because you're just paying all this money. Just simply, you know, like we were talking about, like, you know, the monthly payments, you know, they can run between, right now the average so between
like 2,600 is probably the average payment.
You know, so, and that's dropped slightly, but at the end of the day, you know, just times that by 12, you know how much money you're investing there? What can you do with that money that you just invested the whole year and go towards your house? And you're just doing that, you're going to build equity already.
And I asked you to bring some figures. So, I mean, even if you want to tell us kind of what rent looks like in certain areas in the West Valley, because I know we both concentrate more on the West Valley. We're looking at that before we actually started recording. But just kind of throw some numbers out there for our viewers and our listeners.
I mean, yeah, like, for example, Peoria is about $2,500 a month.
Which is about the same as
Peoria. And then we have also, who else did I bring here? We did bring a...
Just read off a couple of the
Goodyear, $2,300.
Okay, what's Tolson or Avondale?
Avondale, $2,200. Okay. Tolson.
So even if you're a little under, I mean, you throw an extra $300 or $400 above the current average rent, and you can be in a home. And we know, me and you know quite a bit of lenders that have down payment assistant programs that can help someone with even $1,000, $2,000 down, or even zero down. There's so many programs out there. Why be paying someone else's mortgage, helping someone else build equity when you can build equity for you and your family?
Yeah, man, that's important, man. You know, like you said, we have lenders that can help you with like down payment assistance. There's some that can pay you for down payment assistance and closing costs. So there's a lot of benefits. So if you don't have that type of money, sometimes these lenders that we have, they can give you that value to buy your first house, especially if you're a first time home buyer, you know. So, you know, give us a call. We're glad to help you to walk you from step by step and show you why it's not a good time to rent instead, you know, buy now. Buy now. Because at the end of the day, yeah, you might be paying, you know, a little bit slighter, you know, on the rents, but when the interest rates go down, the payment's going to go down with it, and then the rents are still going to stay high. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. Right there, you have Phoenix. What does it say on Phoenix for average rent right now?
Well, Phoenix, depending on area code, it's about $2,100.
So $2,100.
And that's just a small. That's like a two-bedroom, one-bath.
Well, know? No, but what I was going to say, it's $2,100 now, but next year it's going to be $2,400 mm-hmm. and then $2,800. You never know. Also, that's another thing that happens to a lot of people is that they're renting or they've been renting from this person for 2-3 years, and then they just come and say, hey, your renewal is coming up next month, but instead of an annual increase of $100 that I usually do, I'm actually going to give you an $800 increase or a $500 increase or $1,000. I mean, you just don't, you have more control owning your own home because your mortgage payment's not going to change unless, of course, you refinance or you cash out, but you're going to have that payment for the next 30 years instead of renting from someone else that can just slowly either creeply increase it $100, $50 here, or just like I said, $500 next year, another $800 after that. And there's no control over that either. Because like you said, you don't own it. You can't do anything in the house.
And yeah, I mean, story time. I have this client that called me last week, actually. She was paying $1,600 and they called her. They were going to put her rent to $2,600 bucks, man.
$1,000.
Yeah. So I'm going to go buy. I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you from this. It's funny because I've been talking to her for like past 2 years. And now she's like, and she's not the first one that calls me like that. It's just like, dude, I mean, if you would have bought then when I told you, it would have been a better position. But right now, I mean, it's always a better position when you start. When's a good time to plant a tree? You know, back then?
10 years ago.
So exactly. Let's do it today.
So start today. Today's the second best choice.
Yeah, second best choice. First just start choice doing
was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I like the meme that says, I failed to invest in 2008 when I was still in college.
Yeah.
Because I had no money, but I should have invested anyways.
Yeah, I think all of us, bro.
So, of course, with this current housing market, what are the factors, I guess, people have to look into right now into buying versus renting?
What are the factors? I think the first thing you need to do to buy definitely is, you know, contact us, you know. Contact us just to see where you're at as a buyer, first-time home buyer or second-time buyer, just to see where you stand as a buyer, your credit, history, all that stuff, so we can get you in a position to buy as soon as possible. And, you know, sometimes we see situations that, yeah, you have to go rent, you know, but then let's make that end goal to buy. You know, let's give you the plan and just follow the plan and, you know, get you to that point, you know.
I mean, it's better right now for them to reach out, even though some people don't think they're ready, but it's better to reach out to you guys, at least start the conversation to see what will it take to get into a home. Because some people might be ready, they just don't know it. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's... Everyone's out there also listening to everybody but you and mm-hmm. their lenders. They're listening to their uncles, their aunts, their best friends.
El tío, all the time.
El tío, la tía, the gardener that bought 10 years ago. And they discourage them and tell them, hey, you're not ready to buy or it's not the right time to buy.
Yeah. And I get all those stories all the time. It's just like, yeah. And the one I see all the time is like, yeah, they told me I had to put 15 or 20% down. And, you know. And look, that a lot of people get discouraged because that's a lot of money, you know. I'm like, no, you don't even have to put some, there's even problems, you don't even have to put nothing down. So, you know, call us, we'll walk you through the process, get you a plan, and you'll be ready in a matter of 3 to 6 months to your depending, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Like you said, the 10 to 15% down. You can go anywhere between 3 to 5 as the average. And like you said, there's even loan programs that you don't have to put anything down because you've got down payment assistance or other programs like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, call us. We'll walk you through it and just, you know, there's people that want to buy a house now and they're not ready. So it's always like, if you want to buy it 3 to 6 months out, call us now and see where you're at. Because when the time comes, you'll be ready, you know, and if you're ready, you'll prepare, you put that plan. And then if you need to rent a couple months, I mean, that's fine. But, you know, like then, like I mentioned, the end goal is buy, you know, invest, because there's a fact right now that's going that there's multi-dollar billing companies that are buying. They have all this money. They're just buying real estate. So they want to turn, you know, not just a state, but multiple states into a rental place. And, you know, they're making all this money. Why not do it for yourself and your family and your future, you know?
Well, look at it this way. Just by where your office is right there on 91st and Lower Buckeye, that Mark Taylor, mm-hmm. that whole corner right there is bought up by them. It's like, what, maybe 30 homes or more? I don't even know.
Probably more, man.
There's a lot. I mean, it's closed off, so I haven't been able to just drive in and kind of mm-hmm. peek at it, but I know that that whole corner is just closed off and it's just single family homes for rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up in,
and there's multiple ones like that mm-hmm. coming up a lot, man.
So I was gonna say, I was up by Cactus and the 303 yesterday, just kind of driving around looking for something, and there was another Mark Taylor community that was ready to be opened up to, where it's just single families homes for rent. So you're paying someone else's mortgage payment right there.
Mm-hmm. And they're just little small little block homes that, I mean, you're probably going to be paying $2,500 just because they're new. And, I mean, you're losing money, guys. So definitely buy if you can. If you're financially stable, do it now. And just, you know, yeah, interest rates, it'll be weird. But at the end of the day, this investment you're going to do in the long run, you'll thank me. You'll thank me, because I've seen situations in other markets that, yeah, when it was like $200,000 homes, they were like, oh, so expensive. But now these persons that bought then, they're like, yeah, thank you for letting me, you know, buy now, then, and then, you know, look at all this equity I got, you know, so they're very thankful. And every market's different. So, you know, just do the move.
So what are some cons to homeowning? Because I know we talked about that, and they're not really cons, but just some costs associated that you have with owning a home and not renting.
I mean, if you own a home, of course, there are going to be costs, you know. Of course, you're going to have your HOA if you live in an HOA, fees, taxes, higher costs of insurance too as well. And then if you have a pool, you know, pool maintenance, you know, which is
cool. Or a gardener to
come. Gardener or pest control, you know. But at the end of the day, like all this stuff, you know, it's not going to matter if you own, because then you're just still, you know, building this equity that it just makes more sense.
The growth of equity and just in having that equity outweighs the cost of those cons, because they're cons, but they're not really cons, because at the end of the day, instead of paying someone else's mortgage, someone else's investment.
Yeah, it's not cons. It's adulting, you know?
It's adulting.
Adulting, bro. You've been an adult, responsible adult, and things that, you know, you have to do.
So what are some tips right now that you have for first-time home buyers?
Tips, you know, the first tip is call me, you know, call me just to see where you're at. Give yourself the opportunity. Don't be afraid of running your credit, because that's sometimes people think, you know, I have messed up credit, you know, and it's okay because I went through it myself. So I understand, you know, just be open to it. We'll fix it for you. There's not a problem. And, you know, just listen to people that are genuinely, they're not there to lie to you. You go with people that are going to really help you genuinely, because there's a lot of, you know, like we said, there's a lot of people that talk about different things, and there's some bad people too as well that they're just trying to make money out of you. Just talk to people that are going to really genuinely help you get to that position of buying a home.
Okay. Do you have any recent success stories of someone that was renting and became a homeowner? Or the ones I love to hear is someone that just, they approach you and they're like, hey, I'm getting kicked out, I want to rent somewhere else. And you end up saying, hey, you can afford to buy. Mm-hmm. And then they get in a home.
You know, I have a lot of those stories of, you know, I have to move out. But the one that I closed, well, probably like half a year ago, this lady, she used to live in California. She moved out here. This lady was renting for 20 years, my man. And just because, unfortunately, she didn't have nobody to explain the process, this lady was paying 20 years of rental for this person. It was like, you know, and then California rents are not that cheap. So she paid like almost $300,000 of rent to this person. You know, this guy paid his house plus equity. And, you know, he pocketed a lot of money until somebody, we got a hold of her and she understood the process. Like, oh my God, nobody told me. Thank you for telling me. And that's when she moved out here.
So did she reach out to you because she wanted to move here and she wanted to keep renting out here? Or how did you get a hold of her?
It was actually a referral. Okay. So when we found out what was the situation, and she had family out here, good thing. And then she was planning to move. And boy, I guess, yeah, I think rent too as well. But we explained, she thought it was as expensive as California. And I'm like, no. So we got into a nice little house, you know, 3-bedroom, 1-bath actually. So she was super excited. And I mean, she was very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. So do you have anyone else that was maybe that got kicked out because they had a $500 increase or an $800 increase?
Yeah.
And approached you and wanted to rent.
Yeah. For example, and these are past clients that were renting. And recently I've had a few call me like, hey, my rent's went up like for the one I was telling you earlier, it went from $1,600 to $2,600. She's like, you know what? I'm just tired of this. And that was an apartment. And they're like, you know, I'm just going to go rent a house. Even if I have to pay a little more, just I'm going to have that space, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, a yard for my dogs. Cause you know, then, you know, the little yards for the dogs, I mean, they can't even run anywhere. So, I mean, yeah, there's been few of that calling for the same situation.
Do you remember how much her mortgage payment ended up being when she went, the one that was paying $1,600?
I think she won $2,800.
Okay, so she would have been paying the same either staying there or owning something that's actually her equity.
Yeah, so because it was a 2-bedroom, two bath, I think, the one that she had, apartment. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not even the space, nothing, just little kitchen, two baths, I mean, nothing exciting, you know, with nothing. And then they were on the third floor. They even sucked. So now having her for like her 1-story, 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a nice, you know, $6,000 square feet yard for her pets and for her family, for her kids, you know.
That's awesome. So let me ask you, Ivan, if someone wants to start talking to you about the process and reach out to you, where can they reach out to you?
They can reach me to my personal cell phone number. My number is 602-332-6850. Or they can find me at all social media platforms at the Rivas Team, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok too as well. So wherever you can reach me, or even WhatsApp, or whatever works for you guys. Oh, on the Facebook, it's going to be the Rivas Team RE because I got hacked and I had to make a new account. But pretty much just, you know, anywhere that you can find me, I'll answer.
Okay. So, of course, Ivan, thank you for being on the show. And, of course, if you guys have any other questions for Ivan, always you can always reach out to us on our social media. And then also, if you guys have any insurance needs or any insurance questions, also reach out to us. Ivan, thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, you know what? Thank you, Francisco. Appreciate it. Like always, man, thank you for the opportunity. And, yeah, if you guys need insurance, that's your guy right there.
All right. Thank you, sir.